Hey guys, it's Coop, and today's episode is about math, so I'm going to keep it short. The question that I've gotten recently that's really interesting is, what happens to the 4/9 model in Tinker? The interesting thing is that the 4/9 model was derived by starting at the Tinker level and working backward to determine what your maximum amount for salaries and wages should be. When you get to the Tinker level, one of the books that we recommend is Simple Numbers by Greg Crabtree. And in the book, Greg talks about something on your balance sheet called contribution margin. Now, this is basically a measure of how much each staff person contributes to the revenue of your business. So what multiple do they generate for what you're paying them? So his multiple is about 2.5. So if a staff person is earning $100,000 a year, they should contribute about $250,000 to the revenue, the top line of your business. Now, obviously, not every role in your business generates revenue, right? Like a general manager does not really generate revenue. What they do, though, is they generate the time for you to create that revenue. So it's your responsibility when you hire a general manager to generate more than 2.5 times what the general manager is paid with the time that they create for you. And that is their contribution margin of 2.5 times what they're paid. Now, if you flip this, what you get is basically 40%, okay? 1/1 contribution margin is 40%, or about 4/9. So if you start in farmer phase and you're hiring your first person and you adhere to the 4/9 rule of a salary cap of 44% of your gross revenue, by the time you get to Tinker phase, you're already set up for a contribution margin of 2.5 or around 40%. And now what this means is that not only are your staff paid for what they actually generate for the company, but you can now determine future staffing costs based on projected future revenues or vice versa. So when you're getting into Tinker phase and you're building kind of a managerial layer, you can say, here's how much more revenue I need to generate to be able to afford this person. Now, Crabtree also talks about the valley of death when you're hiring before the revenue comes in. So maybe you're hiring a general manager for your first gym so that you can go open your other gym or work on your other thing. But what Crabtree teaches us is what your targeted revenue should be from that hire. So yeah, it's scary going through the valley of death. You've hired this general manager, and let's say that that general manager is making $50,000 a year to be the general manager of a micro gym. The new revenue that you generate from that hire should be about 2.5 times the cost of that hire. So about $125,000 a year in new revenue. And knowing you, Tinkers, now that you've got that number, that's the hard part solved. You can work backward from that and say, how am I going to use my time to generate another $125,000 in revenue? And how, maybe, am I going to compensate my staff? How will I set up bonuses? Or how will I determine raises in the future? Or how will I determine which hires to start with? You can go into the Tinker app or the Tinker toolkit on twobrain.app. You can go to Freedom. And there's a button there called Building a Management Team. I'll put a picture or a screenshot of that exact icon, and you'll see our compensation template in there. You'll see how to build a management team and identify which roles you need to hire first or maybe even replace, and how to identify like what roles you hire next so you're not just hiring everybody, jumping off a cliff, and then trying to make it through that valley of death. Of course, other than the math, the big thing that you need to get through that valley of death is peer support. It's scary as hell. Hiring ahead of revenue is a massive risk. You need other people who are walking through that same valley with you for their support. And that's what you get in the Tinker group.